This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind. We have a special visitor to North Dakota, a member of Congress from North Carolina. That doesn't necessarily happen that often. Virginia Fox is a workforce expert. She comes actually from higher education and is just a force on a couple of committees in Congress. Very, very hard at work. Used to be in the North Carolina Senate, too, and now in the U.S. House, but she is author of that Workforce Investment Act. A lot of her work, 12-something bills, have all been related to workforce, and that's such an important issue for us here. Glad she's here visiting, and she's going to tell us a little bit about that visit and a couple of these key issues. Senator Kevin Cramer will join us at the bottom of the hour for a recap of his tour, literally on the ground. We'll talk to him step by step of where he was, what he took in on the southern border, El Paso, Texas, Sunland Park, New Mexico, with Customs and Border Patrol. So we look forward to that conversation here as well coming up on the program. As Senator Cramer told me about his former colleague in the House, Congresswoman Fox, he said she is the hardest working member of the House. No kidding. So she is a force representing North Carolina's 5th District, and we're glad to have her in North Dakota. Congresswoman Virginia Fox, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'll remember that. Maybe I can put it on my card.
Yeah, you should, because you are. And very well regarded, got a lot done in your time in Congress, and you have more to do, right?
I do. I am there working for not just the people of the 5th District of North Carolina, but coming to love very much the people in North Dakota and wanting to work for people all over the country.
Just give me, first of all, a little overview on your sense of the state of politics today. I mean, there is a wave of support for the president in this state, as I'm sure there is in North Carolina. It is largely due to him being seen as a disruptor, right? To go in there and change up business as usual and also represent people often referred to as the forgotten Americans. Yet that's caused the folks on the other side politically to dig in their heels and it becomes very ugly at times. I mean, is it as bad as it looks?
Well, you know, the term disruptor is in the eye of the beholder. I think for many of us, what the president is doing is bringing us back to our roots and asserting the fact that we are the greatest country in the world and that we're here as a force of good in the world. And I think that's an important thing. There is division. We are not violently at each other's throats on a personal level, but our philosophies are very, very different in Washington right now. I would say we have the most conservative Republicans we've ever had and absolutely the most liberal Democrats that have ever been in Washington, D.C. There are very, very few, if any, really moderate Democrats. There are some who would call them that. But I think most Republicans are grounded, again, in the basic philosophy of this country, and that's how they would see it. Not all would call themselves conservative. But we're grounded in that philosophy, just like North Dakota is, I think. And that's what I see here. And by the way, you have two great senators serving and a great representative. I know all of them served with Kevin Cramer in the House. Haven't had the pleasure of serving with Senator Hovind, but I know him very well. And Kelly Armstrong's new, and he's doing a great job.
That's good to hear. Talk a little bit about the experience you brought to Congress, because that's obviously formed a lot of, the progress you've had, the success you've had, the victories you've had with passing 12 bills, unheard of for someone that's not in leadership. What informs your day-to-day work in Congress from your upbringing and your career?
Well, I grew up in a house with no electricity and no running water, way out in the country. My parents had very little formal education, but I I've always known that to do well in this country, you needed to work hard and you needed skills. My skills happened to be in the academic area. I wanted to be a high school English teacher, so that's the direction that I took. But thank goodness I also took typing in high school so that I was able to make a living that way and also as a waitress. So I worked my way through college and married a man who also grew up extraordinarily poor and understands the value of hard work. And so I was in academic work, but also ran a nursery and a garden center for over 30 years and took that knowledge and that experience to Congress. And I really believe God prepared me very well for what I do now. So my focus is on workforce development and education, although I also work on trying to reduce rules and regulations because I listen to my constituents. And what they tell me all the time is we have too many unnecessary rules and regulations. You know, the cost of a house these days, about 30%, the home builders will tell you, is because of unnecessary rules and regulations. So whenever I find places like that that I can work on, I work on those things too. So I'm not a one-issue person. I'm very interested in doing a lot of things. My intention is to get the role of the government to be minimized as much as possible. We do very well in this country without the government telling us every little thing to do.
You remind me of a story. Senator Kevin Cramer and I were touring a popcorn factory in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. That's a particular product that's spreading across the country and doing well. And the owner, had come up with this idea for the popcorn and recently had to hire somebody at a high rate just to follow new rules and regulations that come from the government. As you say, many of them that didn't necessarily make the food any safer. So he brought it up to the person one day and said, if this is the plan that we're supposed to implement over the next 5 years, we'll be out of business. And whoever the government official was said, well, that's the plan. That's the idea. This is written by the big guys to snuff out the little guys. Does that happen?
Of course it does. What we have are petty little bureaucrats sitting around in Washington without much to do, and they continue to write rules and regulations. We actually probably have more problems with rules and regulations than we do with actual laws. And one of the wonderful things that President Trump was able to do when he came in is we roll back 15 major rules that had been passed under the Obama administration. And actually, one of those was one that I was able to roll back. And then we had five in the Education and Workforce Committee that we rolled back, five of the 15. And then I had another one in another committee. So the president often says in speeches that part of our booming economy is because of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. That's certainly important, but also the rolling back of rules and regulations. And we just have way too many people with not enough to do in Washington sitting around writing rules. They don't know how to implement them. They've never done anything in the real world. And I recommend that everybody who writes a rule has to go out and for a certain number of months implement that rule himself or herself. Just let's see how many people then are interested in writing rules.
Wouldn't that be interesting? We can't have you join us in the program and not talk a little bit about your work on workforce issues. And obviously North Dakota, like probably every state, is got a workforce crisis right now, just trying to fill the jobs that are available. In your travels across the country, in your work in Congress, anything you're recommending right now as a focus on how to solve that problem?
Well, there's several things that I think we can do. Number one, and the governor formed a commission here that I think did a fabulous job in identifying the problems and making recommendations. Number one, educating students as to what the wonderful jobs are that are out there that don't require a baccalaureate degree. 70% of the people in this country do not have a baccalaureate degree. They're the ones often running the country. So we need to educate students, but we also need to educate parents that their children can be extremely successful without necessarily a baccalaureate degree. But they need skills, and often they need to be in structured programs that at the end of the program will present them a certificate so that they can then show people they have those skills. We were at General Equipment yesterday. They are doing fantastic work out there with helping their technicians technicians gain the skills they need. There are so many jobs for diesel mechanics in North Carolina, in North Dakota, for example. And I met the folks there a long time ago. They call me in Washington and said, how can you help us? I'm a big believer in dual enrollment, students beginning to take classes that would apply toward skill development, toward certification while they're in high school to save time. And then being lifelong learners, our pipeline for high school education is getting smaller and smaller. Our cohorts there are getting smaller. What we need also is to help to people in the current workforce learn to develop their skills better for the growing needs. You know, 40 years ago, I was in education and people were saying you're going to change careers seven times. Now it's even more than that.
Virginia Fox, who is a force in the United States House of Representatives in North Dakota, talking workforce. Isn't that great? Absolutely love that. More on our more with our conversation with Virginia Fox when we come back. Get to some of your calls. Senator Kramer at the bottom of the hour from the border for a tour of our assets at the southern border. Lots to come.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org. What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house, and buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Imagine the perfect flow of grain from the field to the bin. Imagine a single rotor that ensures both quality and productivity. An advanced system that optimizes harvest settings on the go. You don't have to imagine. With features like AFS Harvest Command, an axial flow combine from Case IH always delivers the perfect flow.
Plains Ag supports NDSU Athletics. Go Bison at Target Field.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On your calendar should be the dates for the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting. It's in Watford City this year, 38th annual meeting. And this is all about bringing oil and gas professionals together, hearing from great speakers, government officials, industry experts, community leaders on the latest issues and developments in the oil and gas industry. Anybody that has an interest in the oil and gas business in any way or is impacted by it and maybe has a reason to build more stores to service the industry or service the people that are coming or whatever, anything. Everything from North American and world energy supply and demand to highly technical Bakken talks to managing community impacts and one of my favorites, the Bakken Basics, the 2.0 on where the Bakken is going. That's a great conversation. There's a big community event happening as well. So get that on your calendar. 17th, 18th, 19th of September, Rough Rider Center, Watford City, North Dakota. We'll be here before you know it, okay? More of our conversation now with Virginia Fox. Virginia Fox is a member of Congress from North Carolina in North Dakota. You heard her a moment ago talking about her tour and stop at General Equipment and Supplies, who she's connected with before she came here, because she's aware of the innovation they're doing over there, Don and Ann and others, in forging relationships with high school students who then become interns and later become employees whose tuition is paid by General Equipment and Supplies because they need a constant, you know, flow of mechanics. That's workforce innovation, and that's why she's here. My next question has to do with what, you know, okay, we're seeing some innovation on the private sector side in recruiting workforce because you have to. Is education transforming itself in the same way?
No. Very simple answer. Education, they used to say trying to change an institution of education is like trying to turn a battleship. It is very, very difficult. But let me tell you what I think is going to happen. People will vote with their feet. Again, what the president has done is pushed industry-certified apprentices and programs that are outside formal education, and I am pushing that as hard as I possibly can, because we don't have to have post-secondary institutions to do everything that they have done in the past. In a certain extent, there was an article written many, many years ago by Clark Kerr called the cooling out function. In many cases, the post-secondary institutions were designed as a place to hold 18 to 22-year-olds in sort of safe spots. Now, we don't need that anymore. We can do distance learning. There are so many ways. I'm really an advocate. Now, you have some great schools here in North Dakota, and I'm going to be visiting one of them this afternoon and spent some time with a North Dakota State Dean yesterday talking about healthcare issues and healthcare professionals and what a challenge that is. And he bemoans the fact that we don't have more changes occurring more quickly in post-secondary education. I don't call it higher education anymore. I try to avoid that term, even though I'm a product of it. I call it post-secondary because it really is looking at it in a much broader way and saying, what is it we need to be doing to educate people and help them gain the skills they need? But much of post-secondary education is not teaching higher order skills, and that's what we need in this culture more than ever before. We need people who can think and who can analytically look at a situation and solve it, and that's going to get greater and greater and greater. The need is going to be greater and greater in our culture.
Anything else you'd like to tell us before we turn you loose on your tour of North Dakota today?
Well, no, I've just enjoyed being here. My chief of staff, Cyrus Arts, is from Fargo, and he is doing a wonderful job. He's a fabulous representative for North Dakota, I will tell you that.
Well, we're glad you have that North Dakota connection. That's fantastic. Thanks for seeing us today, and thanks for helping in this all-important effort on workforce. Glad you came to North Dakota.
Well, thank you, Scott, for doing what you can to educate the public through your radio show, and that's so important too. Radio, I think, is a very, very important medium in keeping people up to date in our country, and I'm a big listener when I'm at home.
Virginia Fox, Congresswoman from North Carolina, visiting North Dakota today, and actually yesterday as well. Was at NDSU yesterday. Is headed to North Dakota State College of Science today. Talking about a number of different projects, including the Workforce Training Center project they've been working on. So I think good news. I don't think it's good news. I think it's great news when somebody with that kind of stature in Congress, as you heard Senator Kramer, a former colleague, told us, you know, hardest working member of Congress. That's pretty amazing. Dan and Fargo wanted to weigh in on the interview, and a texter also had a comment. She should be president. Wow. I'll pass that along tonight. There's a little gathering at Fargo Country Club, a dinner for her tonight that Monty Chose is putting on. So if you want to meet the congresswoman, you call Monty today, and he'll invite you to dinner. But I'll pass that along. That's some nice flattering comments there. Dan and Fargo, sorry, go ahead. You're up.
Yes, I'm an educator, too, my whole life. I taught some 27 years and substituted in Fargo when I retired back here due to the wonderful climate. So I wanted to express my admiration for Congressman Fox. Also, she is right on the money about college having developed into a holding pattern for adolescents. A lot of child psychologists and educators were worried that we were perpetuating adolescence with no responsibility. This nether world that suits, I think, a lot of academics that don't want to really work with their hands or anything else other than ideas they've got on how to control other people's lives. But she is right on the money. I talked to an Australian educator very briefly. He said, in Australia, they go to 16 for school. Anybody who stays in longer is just in an academic field. The rest go to work. I said, how can they go to work so early? He said, well, the laws allow it. You can get a job. You can be in job training. And, you know, America once had what they called indentured servitude. They never talk about this much anymore, but Ben Franklin went through it. His dad indentured him to his brother, and so as his uncle's employee, he was trying to learn the printing trade. When he thought he'd learned it enough, he quit. But usually it was a bond that you paid money to the trainer in order to learn a skill. Now, they were doing that in the 1700s. We need sensible ideas like that for kids to learn how to support themselves.
Exactly, and not just assume they're all going down one track or another and pigeonhole everybody. I mean, we're all unique and have many different abilities. Find a spot that works for you, get the proper amount of training, and go. The proper amount of training might be 6 months, might be 3 months, but you can perform that skill. So I agree with you. That's why I asked her about the transformation. Thanks. Appreciate the comment. Hey, if you have been putting off getting an appointment with CJ and the team at DAC Diesel to get that diesel repair job done, or a tune-up, more importantly, the maintenance is so important to the overall health of that piece of machinery, the folks at DAC Diesel are waiting for you. Right now, taking appointments, 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011. Put it off no longer. Get on the calendar. Get it scheduled. The leading repair and maintenance shop specializing in diesel vehicles there in Bismarck, but taking rigs from all over, your trucks, your tractors, bring them all to DAC Diesel and call them at 701-258-5011. We're going to go to the border next with Senator Kramer on a tour. We see what he sees. Thanks for a chat with him. Coming up next. Don't go away.
For a few years, you heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Millions of dollars are going to be diverted from disaster relief to border enforcement by the Trump administration. The Department of Homeland Security confirming it's moving $271 million to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That'll include $155 million from the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Disaster Relief Fund. State Republicans in Alabama pushing Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar to be removed from Congress.
The state party there is calling on the Alabama congressional delegation to start the process to expel the freshman Democrat, a Somali refugee and naturalized American who's become one of the first two Muslim women in Congress. The Minnesota Democrat sparking controversy more than once over comments on U.S.-Israeli issues. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
North Dakota's home for Chevy. Are you ready? We got some big-time savings for you today. This is a vehicle at the Valley City location of Pucklich. Pucklich Chevy Buick GMC in Valley City, 721 West Main, and, of course, in Bismarck as well, online at pucklich.com. And right now, they have waiting for you a one-owner local trade. You save more than $1,000. The Scott and Todd Special, ladies and gentlemen. Sharp-looking, low-mile SUV. Got fall and winter coming. Like those leather-heated seats. Remote start. It's a 2017 Buick Enclave. Only 25,700 miles. Sharp silver color to it. It's all-wheel drive. Navigation, backup, camera, trailer package, the whole works. The already low price, $31,995. But you say, hey, Scott, I heard it on the radio. What's on your mind? You told me to come in. You drive it home for $30,000, $889. Over $1,000 off. Hop online, check it out, PucklichValleyCity.com, or stop by the showroom, see it for yourself, 721 West Main. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, Senator Kevin Cramer is at the border, touring Customs and Border Patrol facilities there, as well as seeing the We Build the Wall privately built effort at Sunland Park, New Mexico. So you can get an idea of the craftsmanship there. So we'll begin quite simply by asking Senator Cramer, how is it? What do you see?
Well, it was compact, Scott, to say the least. It's really quite remarkable what our men and women on the border do, what they put up with, how professional they are. I'm not surprised by it, but I continuously am impressed by it. So I was able to spend some time in the, on the customs side of things, looking at how customs deals with, you know, everything that comes across the border in the actual legal border crossing piece, if you know what I mean. So they deal with the people that are coming through the port of entry, whether they're individuals walking or driving their cars or trucks. We saw a vehicle that they apprehended this morning. They caught on their radar machines as they were driving through that had cocaine in it. And we saw the cocaine as they were testing it. We saw many, many, many people coming back across. I say back across because they're coming across. They're illegals, but they're coming across for their court. They're processing their asylum processing. It's really quite amazing. And then, of course, to see the facilities that where they take care of the children, where they take care of families, where they hold people while they're being processed. And then, of course, saw that the Border Patrol piece, and let's make no mistake, the Border Patrol, which is another division of Customs and Border Protection, they're the tip of the spear, Scott. These are the guys with the badges and the guns that are that are charged with keeping us safe, and they spend a good deal of their time doing things other than that because, of course, when there's so many, such a rush of immigrants, illegal immigrants, particularly, they end up doing a lot of things that they're not trained to do and not equipped to do, but they do them anyway because they have to do them. And that's everything from first aid to rescues to babysitting to changing diapers. They're just a remarkable group of people, Scott. And the El Paso border is, this particular crossing here is one of the most active in the entire country. It's the second most apprehensions. Just a remarkable place with remarkable people. So now I'm very impressed with it. Then, of course, they took me out to show me some of the wall. And by the way, every Border Patrol agent that I talked to said the wall makes a big difference. It gives them minutes when they otherwise had seconds. It gives them hours in some cases where they otherwise might have minutes to get to a situation and apprehend smugglers, drug dealers, traffickers, bad actors of all sorts. Oh, by the way, Scott, I should say this because I think a lot of people maybe don't know this, but at this particular crossing, there were illegals apprehended representing 60 different countries. And they showed us some of the people of interest that they were able to apprehend, who we've been looking for years, that have terrorist backgrounds, stealing secrets from the United States for China, all kinds of people. But anyway, they took us out and showed us some wall, and I was able to see some of the traditionally built wall that has taken a very, 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 very long time to build, 1.3 miles, but nonetheless makes a big difference. It steers the traffic, if you will, to certain choke points. And then I just finished seeing the We Build the Wall that, as you know, Fisher Industries built. It's spectacular, Scott. As you know, you've seen it, but it's not just very nice looking and very American looking. By that I mean it's high quality. You know that no one's going to push it over, pull it over, or climb over it. Certainly, they're not going through it. It's just a much higher quality construction, concrete road, beautiful light systems that light up the place like it's daylight at night. I saw the technology, the cameras. I saw the monitoring screens, all the surveillance on the other part on the other wall on the other side of this mountain in New Mexico. That's surveilled by people and mobile surveillance, as they call it. Whereas the We Build the Wall is being surveilled by cameras and technology. It's just really, really quite remarkable, the difference.
What impressions did you get from the Customs and Border Patrol, the ICE officials that you're with today, the people, the boots on the ground? I mean, what kind of a sense did you get from all of them about, the challenge of this right now and the help they're getting from Congress and their government?
Yeah, frustration because they can't understand why more people in Congress don't want to fix the problem. And biggest thing they said, because I always ask, what's the biggest takeaway? How can we be most helpful? And that is change the laws, the policies that are attracting people here. Fix the Flores settlement deal, which of course the president now is trying to fix with his executive order. Eliminate those pull factors. The separation of family without centers, places to have family members, it's obviously a pretty big problem. The fact that, the catch and release that becomes the de facto policy when you have all these other restrictive policies, you just need to have a deterrent so that people aren't coming here illegally and in our asylum process. But I'll tell you, Scott, the biggest takeaway for me besides that was just what absolute consummate professional law enforcement people we have. Again, not surprised, just very, very impressed. And then the other big takeaway is that infrastructure matters. Infrastructure makes a big difference. The wall makes their lives easier in terms of patrolling, in terms of apprehending. It also makes a difference in its deterrent aspect. And plus, I'll tell you something else it does, Scott. It makes the whole place safer. So I talked to other people who aren't either with the government in any agency, and they just feel safer. And that means more investment. It means more schools. It means more housing. So there's absolutely a fix here if we can just get everybody working on the same page.
You've expressed no small amount of frustration with the pace at which the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers actually fulfills what the president has been promising going way back to his campaign and since the dollars have been allocated. Did you come away with allies in that regard? Are they in agreement with you that this needs to be done faster and more efficiently than it has been done?
Well, you know, the thing about our law enforcement officers, they're not politicians and they're not complainers. They really aren't. They're so professional. But clearly, I mean, they made it very clear they want these policies changed. This draw of illegal immigrants is outrageous, and no other country in the world would tolerate it, and we shouldn't either. That was their biggest thing. Yes, they want walls built. Right now, Congress hasn't allocated money for actually new wall. Everything's been sort of spoken for. So we have to do our part. But I'd say the biggest frustration is the bureaucracy itself. So when you're talking about the Corps of Engineers or DHS and how they're procuring these contracts, they need to get a lot more creative. They've got to work with builders who are vertically integrated, who understand building. They're using their 20, 30, 40-year-old traditions to put out, you know, bids for contracts. And I just think they've got to be working with builders. They need to get new designers. They need people that we're working with, people on the ground. But they have such an antiquated system. They just sort of go by the same book that they've been going by for the last 20, 30, or 40 years, and they're not letting innovators be innovative, in my view. I just think there's a lot more that could be done. I would encourage that.
One of the more controversial things has been these detention facilities. You had a chance to see an ICE detention facility itself today. Did you see anything that concerned you?
Not at all. What I saw are people that impressed me. So when all of a sudden you're used to handling 25 or 50 people a day, a few families, you know, some parents with children, and then all of a sudden you have 1,500 in a day. The fact that you have, speaking of innovators, and by the way, you have this infrastructure, you have trained law enforcement professionals, and then suddenly you're dealing with 1,500 plus people a day. The fact that you're innovative enough to find the tents to put up, you know, utilizing existing shelters right next to the border, like bridges, so that you can put tents up under bridges, shelters up under bridges to keep people safe in storms, providing food, 3 meals a day, and fresh fruit 2 days a week that's coming in for just to let them use, diapers, sanitation, being able to isolate people with communicable diseases. I'm just shocked and amazed and impressed beyond words by the job these people have done with very little to no help from Congress. Now, they're all very grateful for the supplemental funding that the Democrats opposed for many, many months when the president said there was a crisis at the border. That did break up the logjam. That did provide the opportunity to process people quicker through the system and get people, you know, back home where they came from, if that's where they belong, or off to other places in the United States if it's appropriate. No, they're just the best, Scott. That's all I can say is we're grateful. I'm grateful. We're blessed that they're still willing to do the jobs, especially in a booming, growing economy. But our law enforcement officers are not cops because they get rich or because of the power they have. They're police officers and they're first responders and they're peace officers because they care about their communities and their country. And it's really, really, I'm grateful to have been able to hang out with them for a day.
Very well said, especially how we started this program with a concern over police unions talking about the exodus of law enforcement in those positions, the challenges in filling the roles, the political environment in which they're serving and protecting. More with Senator Kevin Cramer and his update for us from the southern border in El Paso, Texas, and Sunland Park, New Mexico after this.
These are exciting times for the University of Mary. We've launched a new School of Engineering at Mary to fill our region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. At the University of Mary, we never stop innovating ways to serve our students, our region, and all the communities we touch, wherever they are. Our students are formed with the same heart for service. We're proud that our engineering graduates are poised to become dynamic industry leaders. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Mineral owners, is your mineral management complex? Mineral Tracker makes it simple. Mineral Tracker provides North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to manage their royalty income. Our self-audit feature makes checking your revenue statement's accuracy a breeze, and our map is top-notch, letting you stay on top of all the oil drilling activity on and around your assets. Plus, you can plan your future better using our income projections for your unique portfolio. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stark, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Morton, Botno, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Richland, Mercer, Nelson, Bowman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, Traverse County in Minnesota, Dewey County in South Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Bismarck, Williston, Hague, Bowman, Dickinson, and Steele, North Dakota, and Ada, Minnesota. View all of these great auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tioga, North Dakota, an active community offering great activities for families, for one. Free and Fest is a great one. Farm Festival, another one. Pumpkin Fest, the drone camp for kids now. Technology's transforming in Tioga with local education now focusing on technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities, preparing students for the 21st century. Visit Tioga. Experience a different point of view. TiogaND.org. More of our conversation with Senator Kevin Cramer. We asked him a little bit about his ongoing effort to reform the Corps of Engineers And also to, for the Department of Homeland Security to contract directly with private contractors so the wall gets built on time and on budget. Is that still a battle? What are you doing about it, Senator?
Well, several things. One, we have to continue to get money to continue to build the wall. I mean, we have to be able to get the money so that the, more contracts can be issued, more awards can be made, more RFPs can be put out there. With regards specifically to what I saw from Fisher Industries, section that they built this. That's exactly what we need to be doing, is working with vertically integrated builders that know what the heck they're doing, from the excavating to by the way, even prior to that, just the preparing the site, the safety that they utilize, the machinery that the patents that they've implemented into machinery that does things quicker, it does them safer, more uniform, by the way. That's the other big takeaway as I look at the comparison of the two fences, just the uniformity of the fence, the wall that they built. You know, the technology, yes, I first of all, I've never shied away from advocating for a North Dakota company or a constituent. Why should I? Especially when they do a great job. I'm actually elected to do those kinds of things. But more importantly than that, is we have a couple thousand miles of border. And Corps of Engineers says they're going to build 450 miles by 2020. So far, they're at, I think, around 60 was the latest number I heard. That's over the course of a couple of years. So, you know, they're not exactly on a fast pace. Now, some things have broken. We won a major court case, which frees up some money that was otherwise being blocked. But there are several other cases as well. There's acquisition, all of that. I think that they need to do what I would recommend they do is get a bunch of players back in the room, the same room, same time. And by players, I mean get people like Fisher Industries, and if they want other contractors, obviously. Corps of Engineers. Now get some fresh faces, though. Not the people that have done it for 40 years. Let's get somebody who's done it for 4 months or 40 days or, you know, 4 years. But let's get them in the room with DHS, Customs and Border Protection, Border Patrol, ICE, and some folks from the White House and some folks from Congress. And let's look at what we've got ahead of us, what we've got, what's been done behind us, and let's throw out all the old things that haven't worked or that aren't getting us anywhere. And let's see if there's an innovator or two in the room that can say, you know what, we can do it another way. We can do it a better way. We can do it a faster way. We can do it a less expensive way and get better results. I have no doubt that person exists, but if we continue to use these old, you know, processes, we're going to get the same old results. Let me give you an example, Scotty. As you know, one of my frustrations with the Corps is, you know, besides how long it's taking to build the walls, why they won't tell me why it's taking them so long. I, as a member of the oversight, both the two committees that have oversight of the Corps of Engineers, have been trying to get the final bids on projects that are being built. Not the final bids on projects that haven't been awarded. Projects that have already been awarded, being built, and they continually say they can't give them to me. Now, yet when I send an email to the Corps, in fact, just today again, the itinerary of my trip has been leaked to the Washington Post. That leak's not coming out of my office. When I send emails to the Corps of Engineers, within an hour or two, that email is in the Washington Post. In other words, there are people there are people in the bureaucracy that don't like being challenged, Scott. And they think, because every time they get challenged by 100 people, 99 of them quit. They think I'm one of the 99. I'm not. Now, I like a lot of these people. I don't think that they're evil or their intent is evil. I think that they feel threatened by people who can do things differently or better, perhaps faster. They just don't want to be challenged in that way. And so I'm gonna stay after it and hope that at some point I can help the Corps of Engineers be better, and that the American taxpayer can get more bang for their buck than they're getting right now.
Very good. Did you travel a deplorable way while you were at the Sunland Park Rebuild the Wall facility there?
I don't know what that is.
Deplorable way is that beautiful cement road right next to the that goes up the mountain.
No, I did. Of course I did. I went all the way up to the top of it and talked to the landowners there and looked down on it. Came down and drove back down it, obviously.
I think it's named Deplorable Way because that's who it was built by, we the people, the deplorables.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And that thing
But, you know, the problem, one of the problems is, and, you know, I think that CBP might even look at their own specs and decide what kind of a road do they want on the rest of their on the rest of the wall, because the RFPs don't require that. They require all weather roads, but they don't require concrete roads until you get to a certain grade, and then they do. But anyway, it was a very nice contrast, shall we say.
Yeah, no kidding. And the border agents I talked to when I was down there were literally in tears over the value of it. Senator Kevin Cramer, thank you. Appreciate that firsthand report on what you saw on Customs and Border Patrol tour of the southern border, El Paso, Texas, Sunland Park, New Mexico, and the We Build the Wall effort that Tommy Fisher and Fisher Industries built down there, all in one, right there. Isn't that something? Fascinating to learn firsthand about that. God bless you, folks. We're out of time. We shall see you tomorrow.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.